Hi, folks. It's Mike Church, producer of the Shakespeare Radio Film Festival, announcing that we're offering the entire festival, including Joseph Pierce's commentaries, for just $19.95. That's a 50% discount. This exclusive download will include over 16 hours of festival content. To reserve your Shakespeare Radio Film Festival download at an incredible 50% off, go to CrusadeChannel.com/Hamlet.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, September 16th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Founding Father Films Publishing, featuring rare essential works like Humility of Heart and Life of Washington, put back into print and edited by Mike Church, available exclusively at mikechurch.com/books. Here's what to listen for this hour: President Trump, the peacemaker in the Middle East, Hurricane Sally creeping in, and the Texas Supreme Court again has blocked Harris County, Texas, from sending mail-in ballot applications. President Trump Tuesday celebrated the signing of the Abraham Accords. It's a peace deal between Israel and Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates. It was brokered by the United States. The president hosted an elaborate ceremony on the South Lawn of the White House, addressing the world from the South Portico. A large crowd of supporters applauded the ceremony and cheered the president's speech. The deal with the three countries means they will establish embassies in Israel, exchange ambassadors, and normalize economic relations. They're going to work together. They are friends, Trump said. He added that five additional Arab countries were interested in signing a peace deal with Israel as well. Hurricane Sally creeping closer to the Gulf Coast on Tuesday night, with a slow-moving storm expected to bring heavy rains and historic life-threatening flooding from southeastern Louisiana to Florida's panhandle, forecasters say. The National Hurricane Center said that the center of the storm would make landfall in the hurricane warning area Wednesday. Sally, which ramped up to a Category 2 storm Monday but has since weakened to a Category 1, was 75 miles south of Mobile, Alabama, and 75 miles southwest of Pensacola, Florida, at 7 p.m. Standard Time. The storm, traveling at just 2 miles an hour, had maximum sustained winds of 80 miles an hour. The wildfires burning on the West Coast became an all but inescapable crisis across the country Tuesday, with more than 5 million acres charred in Oregon, California, and Washington state. Tens of thousands of people displaced. At least 27 people are dead. A hazardous shroud of smoke over cities in the Pacific Northwest has grounded flights, canceled classes, and smothered neighborhoods with some of the dirtiest air on the planet. In the states where the fires are burning worse, the authorities were trying to adapt to a disaster with no clear end in sight, under conditions deeply exacerbated by climate change. Fires continued to spread in Idaho and in the hills above L.A. That's where flames threaten the iconic Mount Wilson Observatory. Milky smoke clouded the skies over much of the Midwest, and haze reached as far as New York City. Our saint of the day, the main issue of his pontificate, was a treatment to be accorded Christians who had been apostatized during the persecution. Quote of the day: be good, love the Lord, pray for those who don't know him. What a great grace it is to know God. St. Josephine Bakita. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share some great news from my friends at Bulldog Kia. You can buy a new Kia online and have it delivered straight to your home.
Right now, 2020 Kia Soul LXs are only $15,900 at Bulldog Kia in Athens. That's right, you can get a brand new Kia Soul LX for less than $16,000. This includes $2,000 customer cash and a dealer discount of $1,415. Get your new Kia Soul today at Bulldog Kia.
Wow! What a great deal. And with their free home delivery service, you can have your new Kia delivered straight to your driveway. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
Must take delivery by August 3rd, 2020. Exempt stock number K20921, MSRP $20,315. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives, taxes, tag, fees, and dealer added items not included. See dealer for details.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is Saint Cornelius and Cyprian. A Roman priest, Cornelius was elected pope to succeed Fabian in an election that was delayed 14 months by the persecution of the Christians. The main issue of his pontificate was the treatment to be accorded Christians who had been apostatized during the persecution. He condemned those confessors who were lax in not demanding penance of these Christians and supported Saint Cyprian, Bishop of Carthage. He also denounced the rigorous, headed by a Roman priest, who declared that the church could not pardon the lapsed Christians and declared himself pope. However, his declaration was illegitimate, making him an anti-pope. The two extremes eventually joined forces, and the movement had quite a vogue in the East. Cornelius decided that the church had the authority and the power to forgive the lapsed Christians and could readmit them to the sacraments and the church after they had performed proper penances. When persecutions of the Christians started up again in 253, Cornelius was exiled. That's where he died a martyr, probably of hardships that he was forced to endure. His feast day is September 16th. Los Angeles area authorities worked Tuesday to apprehend a suspected armed carjacker in a standoff amid suspicions that he could be connected to the shooting of two sheriff's deputies over the weekend, according to media reports. Despite reports of the suspect having links to the shooting, sheriff officials haven't confirmed anything. Authorities would only confirm that they were searching for a carjacking suspect. The Texas Supreme Court Tuesday again blocked Harris County, Texas, from sending mail-in ballot applications to more than 2 million possible voters while litigation continues. This has been a running fight between Harris County and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who's been trying to stop the ballot applications from going out so broadly, saying they should only go to voters qualified to vote by mail. The ruling concerns only applications to vote by mail and not ballots. Harris County houses Houston, the state's largest city. Houston is heavily Democratic, and the area around it is a political battleground with several districts that are competitive. Harris County Clerk Chris Hollins responded to the ruling by saying the applications have already been sent to voters 65 and older. The Supreme Court had denied a request in July to expedite deciding on that case, which means it's pretty unlikely that it'll be resolved before the November election. The city of Louisville Tuesday announced a $12 million financial settlement with Breonna Taylor's family, eclipsing previous payouts made by the police. "I am deeply, deeply sorry for Breonna's death," Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher said before announcing a series of reform measures aimed at preventing future deaths. Taylor was fatally shot by police in her apartment 6 months ago. That was following a no-knock search warrant. Her death has led to widespread protests or riots against police brutality and systematic racism across the country. Since Taylor's shooting, Fisher has banned the use of no-knock warrants, which allow the police to forcibly enter a person's home and search it without warning. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.